Passage 2. In her early days as an emergency room physician, Dr. Joanna Meyer treated a child who had suffered a second-degree burn. After the child had been treated and was being prepared for discharge, Dr. Meyer talked to the parents about how they should care for the child at home. Also listening to her were a half a dozen other family members. A few hours later, when she came to say goodbye, the family asked her to settle an argument they'd been having over exactly what advice she had given. "As I talked to them, I was amazed," she said. All of them had heard the simple instructions I had given just a few hours before, but they had three or four different versions. The most basic details were unclear and confusing. I was surprised, because these were intelligent people. This episode gave Dr. Meyer her first clue to something every doctor learns sooner or later. Most people just don't listen very well. Nowadays, she says, she repeats her instructions and even conducts a reality check with some patients. She asks them to tell her what they think they are supposed to do. She also provides take-home sheets, which are computer printouts tailored to the patient's situation. Dr. Meyer's listeners are not unusual. When new or difficult material is presented, almost all listeners are faced with a challenge because human speech lacks the stability and permanence of the printed word. Oral communication is fast-moving and impermanent.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29. What did the child's family members argue about in the hospital? Question 30. What does Dr. Meyer do to ensure her patients understand her instructions? Question 31. What does the speaker say about human speech?